Okay, I admit it. There are a few, and I mean few, gray hairs on my head. When I do go completely gray, I will go gracefully. And I will accept it. It's the way it's supposed to be. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by soon. We have two huge guests this hour. The first is Tony Award-winning actress Laura Benanti. You know, Laura, she's all over TV. She's in Supergirl, Nashville. She was in that Matthew Perry show, Go On. I enjoyed her work on Nurse Jackie. She's going to be on Broadway again soon. She won the Tony Award for Gypsy. Laura is quite an actress. Oh, she was also in the live performance of Sound of Music on NBC a couple of years ago, the first one they did. Anyway, we will have a conversation with Laura Benanti. And then, get this. There was a guy in the hospital because he was too fat. He was trying to lose weight. They caught him eating food in the hospital. So what did they do? They kicked him out. Isn't that fair? We'll talk about it. And then the story of a simple lunch that turned out to be anything but simple. Christina and I had a meeting in New York City. We went to eat afterwards. We had cheeseburgers at a fancy restaurant. It was like 2 inches of meat and this giant Kaiser roll. I decided to eat it with a fork. I got a funny look from the co-host, and I'll never live it down. We will have the complete ugly story. We start things off this hour with going gray gracefully. All right. I am to that point where, yes, when I comb my hair in the morning, I realize, oh, my goodness, there are a few, every one out of, I don't know, 55 or 60 gray hairs on the temples and here and there. When I do go gray, hey, it's the way God made me. And I will go smiling, realizing it's part of the evolution of life and the whole thing. How about these guys, and there are many of them, these celebrities who decide they want to color their hair. They don't want to be gray. They don't want to be white. Okay, fine. That's what you decide to do. But can you please at least go back to the color that your hair was before it started turning gray or white? Case in point, Donald Trump. He's got this yellowish, reddish thing going. And if you look back to the late 80s, early 90s, he had light brown hair, okay? Do a search of some USFL New Jersey Generals game back from the early 80s when he owned the New Jersey Generals, and he's being interviewed at halftime. He has brownish hair. Now he's got this reddish, yellowy, orangey thing, and it just doesn't look too good. What about Bill Parcells? Remember the football coach? When he was first coach of the New York Giants back in the very early 1980s, he had black hair that then started to turn gray. He let it go gray. And then when he showed up as coach of the New York Jets, and then more really when he was the coach of the Dallas Cowboys, his hair was orange. Regis Philbin, another guy. Look at old footage of Regis Philbin from the 1960s. Jet black hair. He looked like Elvis. And then all of a sudden his hair was blonde, and I mean really blonde, and I mean really red. I had the pleasure of running into Regis at a function last summer at a comedy club, and now, at least then, the last time I saw Regis, his hair was gray, it was silver. I said, you're the silver fox now, you look terrific. He smiled at me. I don't know if he thought, wait a minute, why is he commenting on my hair color, but whatever. I said, you look good, and he did look good, and he's, you know, you're that age. You can act your age with your hair. It's okay. Be happy that you still have the hair. Ever notice that, too? When a guy starts losing his hair, well, nowadays they kind of just shave the whole thing off and they have that Mr. Clean look. But when guys used to go with the old Gavin McLeod look, and if you know what I mean, you know, think about Gavin McLeod, the old TV guy from The Love Boat. When he went bald, okay, you had the hair over the ears and around the back. But you let it go to be the color that it was supposed to be at that point. But this idea now that people are just going with these crazy colors, they don't look like they did when they had a hair color in the first place. No, I will not be a hypocrite. No, when I go completely gray, and we are in the 28th year of America Weekend, I will be saying the same thing, and my hair will be gray. Right now it's not. Anyway, stay with us. Laura Benanti is up next. This is America Weekend. And I'm still a Sandy Brown, Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. You might figure Tombstone, as in hot and dusty Wild West and six shooters, is immune from cold weather. Tired, freezing, returning Tombstone biker who says he got out just before the snow. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute spoke with a returning biker who freaked out on a Tombstone snow event. Who could blame this half-frozen dude for returning to Florida on his Honda CBR 500? On this cold morning, he was first in line at the state park gate, and he had to wait 12 hours to enter. Bikers are advised to avoid Tombstone in the dead of winter unless you like to ride in the flakes and overnight in the mid-20s. His picture at the website. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court!
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Just a few weeks after John moved into his new house, one of his neighbors backed her car into his fence. The damage was extensive, but the neighbor said she'd get it fixed right away. Being new in the neighborhood, John didn't want to ruffle any feathers, so he waited. But after a year of asking the neighbor politely to fix the fence, John finally sued the woman. Who do you think will win and why? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
So, does the neighbor have to pay for John's fence? No. In most states, the statute of limitations for property damage lawsuits is 1 year. John shouldn't have waited so long. And that's the final verdict.